them thy shoes shall be iron and brass, and as thy days, so shall thy strength be. Amen. Shall we pray? Father, bless your word to all of our hearts, and grant that we shall be taught of the Lord today, and that thy word shall be precious to every child of God. Minister to each one, we ask, in the Saviour's name. Amen. Moses is nearing the end of his earthly journey. He has led Israel, the children of Israel, for 40 years. His pathway was difficult and it was painful, because he watched as a generation of unbelieving Israelites perished in the wilderness. That generation that had been brought out of Egypt, that witnessed the mighty power of God in deliverance, and yet one by one, that generation perished in the wilderness. And for 40 years, Moses had a ministry of conducting funerals in the wilderness of despair. A generation so privileged, with so much tremendous potential, and yet a generation that was buried in the sands of a harsh desert. But now a new generation has arisen, and God had said of this new generation that they would enter into the land that he had given to Abraham. They would possess the inheritance of that land. And now Moses, as he nears the end of the journey, addresses the tribes of Israel one by one and speaks to them concerning their future in the land of promise. It is the last of the tribes that captures my interest today, and in particular the promise that was given to the tribe of Asher in this verse 25. Thy shoes shall be iron and brass, and as thy days, so shall thy strength be. A promise that was most appropriate to the tribe of Asher, for their lot, their inheritance, lay along the coast between Carmel and Sidon. And if you are able to go to the land of Israel and trace the geography of that territory, you'll find that it was a land or a region characterized by rocky terrain, rough ground where travel was made extremely difficult. And yet the promise of God through his servant Moses was most appropriate and most applicable to the tribe of Asher. Thy shoes shall be iron and brass, and as thy days, so shall thy strength be. The promise is applied to the circumstances, to the conditions in which the tribe of Asher would find themselves in the land of promise. Now, that promise carries over into the spiritual realm. It carries over into the life of every Christian, to the Lord's people in this age, in this generation. And here in this promise, there is application for each one of us. And it's that application that I want us to consider today. Look at this verse. Thy shoes shall be iron and brass, and as thy days, so shall thy strength be. There's two parts to the text, but they are really illustrating the same promise. Thy shoes shall be iron and brass. In other words, they would be given durable footwear for the journey, for the pathway that lay ahead of them. God is assuring them of strength for the path that lay ahead. But notice in the first place that he reminds them that their life is measured in days. Isn't that interesting? Thy days, as thy days, so shall thy strength be. Asher, you are soon to enter into the land of Canaan, to possess your inheritance, to live there, to work for God there, to serve Him there. But always remember the shortness of your sojourn there. Always remember the brevity of life. As thy days, it doesn't say as thy years shall be, but as thy days. Do you remember the rich farmer? The Lord talked about him in the Gospels. He said to himself when the abundance of harvest was gathered in, he said, "Soul, thou hast much goods laid up for thee for many years." He was thinking in terms of years. So much time ahead. But God says to his people, do not measure your life in years, in the multiplicity of years, but measure your life in days. For life is short. Life here, sojourn here, is brief. As thy days. Indeed, that's the very way in which the patriarchs looked at their lives and referred to their lives. Turn back to Genesis chapter 47. Genesis, the book of Genesis, and the chapter 47. And in the verse 9, Jacob is speaking to Pharaoh. And he says here in this verse 9 of chapter 47 of Genesis, he says, the days of the years of my pilgrimage are 130 years. Few and evil have the days of the years of my life been, and have not attained unto the days of the years of the life of my fathers in the days of their pilgrimage. Do you notice that four times Jacob, the pilgrim, refers to his life in days? He puts days before the years. Oh yes, those days added up into years, 130 years to this point. But notice how he looks at life, how he refers to his life. The days of the years of my pilgrimage. He is ever mindful. He is always mindful of the brevity of life. The shortness of life. We're only here for a short time. And therefore we should think of life not in terms of years, but in terms of days. Because time is precious. It's a commodity to be valued and not treated with complacency. Our life's journey upon this earth is measured in days. We're only here for a short time. And then we will pass from this scene of time. But notice in the second place that life's journey is manifested in diversity. It's manifested in diversity. Moses uses the plural. As thy days. He speaks of their days. And one reason being to emphasize the brevity of life, yes. But another reason being to express the diversity that life experiences. Our days are not all the same. They're not all alike. Now, we are creatures of habit, and we like routine. There's a longing in one sense for monotony. We don't like change. We don't like sudden change. We like routine and habit and monotony. But on the other side of the pendulum, there is diversity. There is variety. Life is a journey of changing circumstances. For some it is a day of birth. others a day of death. Some enjoying the days of youth, others experiencing the days of old age. For some it is a day of gladness, others a day of sorrow. For some the sun shines in that day, but for others the dark clouds gather and storms roll in. For some it is a day of health, others a day of sickness. For some a day of battle and strife, while others enjoy a day of rest, a day of harvest, or a day of drought, a day of blessing, or a day of adversity. Not only is our life measured in days, but our life is manifested in its diversity of those days. How true the words of Scripture are, we know not what a day may bring forth. And James in the New Testament says, ye know not what shall be on the morrow, because not every day is the same. And God is reminding his people here in the book of Deuteronomy, reminding the tribe of Asher that the journey that stretches out before them, it will not always be the same. And sometimes the path runs through rugged terrain, rocky terrain, as with the tribe of Asher. A land full of rough places, great boulders, sharp-edged stones that they would have to navigate their way through. And sometimes God brings his people, he brings his children to a patch of the road in life's journey that requires shoes of iron and brass in order to traverse it. Durable footwear. Strength that comes from outside of us. Strength that comes from above. Our days are not always the same. I'm reminded of the story of Alexander White. He was a Scottish minister in the city of Edinburgh. And he was renowned for always being thankful. He would be thanking the Lord continually. And one morning he was making his way from his manse to the church when a very strong storm came sweeping through the city and he was drenched from head to toe. He was caught out in that storm and torrential rain. And when he got into the church, he was like a drowned rat, the water dripping from his overcoat. And he made his way up into the pulpit and he took the overcoat off. And there were two ladies sitting near the front and one whispered to the other. And she said, I wonder what he'll give thanks for today. The old minister, when he set his coat to the side, he came to the pulpit and he said, let's pray in his Scottish brogue. And he said, Lord, we thank thee that every day is not like this. That every day is not like this. There's no 2 days the same. The Lord recognizes, he reminds us not only is the journey short, but the days of that journey will be characterized by a diversity of experience. And yet, this is the wonderful thing. Life's journey, in all of its brevity, in all of its diversity, life's journey is maintained with divine strength. The Lord said to the children of Asher, thy shoes, for this journey that lies ahead of you, thy shoes shall be well prepared, well suited for the pathway ahead. Thy shoes shall be iron and brass, and as thy days, so shall thy strength be. He is giving to them the promise of divine aid, divine assistance, divine strength for the pilgrimage of life's journey. Thy strength. You say, but the text refers to their strength. Yes, it is the strength that they will experience, but it didn't originate with them. You see there in verse 27, he says, the eternal God is thy refuge, and underneath are the everlasting arms. The strength that will enable you to walk this pathway that God has appointed, that strength comes from the everlasting arms that are underneath your feet and underneath the rocky path that you tread upon. There's a verse in the Psalms. It became the inspiration for Luther's great hymn, A Mighty Fortress Is Our God. And that verse talks about God being our refuge. Do you remember it? God is our refuge. Then what comes next? Psalm 46, verse 1. God is our refuge and strength. And here in this text in Deuteronomy, the eternal God is thy refuge and strength, because the everlasting arms will hold up his people all the way through life. Isn't that wonderful? Upheld by omnipotence. The strength of God is inexhaustible. The power of God is unfailing. And God pledges to his people this pathway through life, to the eternal city, to the Father's house. This pathway, rough and rugged, sharp-edged stones in places with so many threats. Yet, your shoes will be suited to the journey. Iron and brass. And as thy day is, so shall thy strength be. This is the promise of strength to the Lord's people for the path that he would have us to walk until finally we reach the Father's house. The strength of God is adapted to our need, suited to our particular circumstance at the present time. No matter what we face, that's the way the promise is worded. As thy days, so shall thy strength be. God gives strength according to the particular circumstance and the particular need that we have. And when we enter trials or temptations or suffering, sickness or death, the promise here is that there will be strength according to the need. Strength suitable. You see that in the illustration. Your shoes will be iron and brass. In other words, the Lord is saying, I will give you the strength that you need for that particular moment. It will be presently supplied, just when you need it. As thy day is, so shall thy strength be. If you've read John Bunyan's Pilgrim's Progress, you will have read of Mr. Fearing. It's a brilliant book. Fantastic book. And John Bunyan has captured the different characteristics that can be found among people. And he refers to Mr. Fearing, who was always afraid that he wouldn't make it to the heavenly glory. Always afraid that he would fall at some point along the way. He would fall short and he wouldn't make it. He was afraid of death. afraid of dying, afraid that in his dying moments he would fall away from grace and fall away from God. But Bunyan has captured it so brilliantly. He describes that moment when Mr. Fearing came to the river of death, and there was no bridge there for him to cross over. And he cried out in despair, thinking that all hope was gone. But what did he find? He found that the tide had gone out, and the water was so low that he could pass over without any difficulty. And what he had feared all his life didn't happen. Why? Because at the very moment when he needed grace to die and he needed strength to pass through the veil of death, that grace and strength was provided. God will not give you dying grace today if he doesn't intend you to die today. He'll give you living grace instead. His strength is supplied at the very moment when we need it. That's why anxiety about the future is really without warrant. Anxiety and worry about the future doesn't empty tomorrow of its troubles. It robs today of its strength and joy. And the Lord says to his people, as thy days, whatever your day may be, there will be strength proportionate to what you need. That's a tremendous promise. And so I don't need to worry about tomorrow, because whatever tomorrow brings, whatever tomorrow entails, God's strength will be sufficient. God's grace will be sufficient. And not only is his strength supplied in the present need to the present moment, but his strength is unending in its duration. Again, I refer you to the use of the word of the plural of the word days. As thy days. In other words, all of your days. Right to the very end of life. God's strength is promised and provided to his people. It was Newton who wrote those wonderful words, through many dangers, toils, and trials I have already come. 'Tis grace has brought me safe thus far, and grace will lead me home. God will not give us grace today only to take it away tomorrow and withhold it tomorrow. The promise is, as thy days, all of your days, so shall be the supply of my strength that will uphold you and bring you through. What a promise this is. The Lord knows what the path entails, what the journey ahead involves. And he says, I will give you the shoes that you need in order to traverse that pathway. You know what brought this verse to my mind recently? My wife and I were hiking recently in the high mountains, but we weren't really fully prepared, which is very unlike me. I'm usually over-prepared. But we set out on this pathway, and it was dry. And we started walking further, and we could see the snow-clad peaks in the distance, and we just kept going, and then we hit a little bit of snow, and we thought, we'll keep going, and we kept going on this path, and then we hit very deep snow, and then we hit ice, And then we hit these places on the pathway where there had been avalanches and the snow had fallen down from above and it had blocked the path. And to get over beyond it, you had to climb up over the ice, and there's this huge drop down one side. And I had my hiking boots, but my wife didn't have the proper hiking boots with her, and her footwear were already getting, the water was getting through and her feet were getting wet, and I was digging in with my heels in order to make these steps in the ice so that she could pass over safely. And we got to the place. It was beautiful, the lovely big frozen lake and all the snow-clad peaks round about. But on the way back, I discovered that with all the digging in that I was doing with my toe and my heel in order to make these ice steps for a safe passage, that my soul had come apart from the boot. So I was getting fresh air into my toes. And my wife's shoes, her boots were soaking through and her feet were cold. And we were walking back, at a long walk back, and I was thinking, am I going to have to go barefoot here in the ice if this soul comes apart? And this is the text that came to mind. I was thinking, God said, thy shoes shall be iron and brass. The shoes that God gives, they never fall apart. The shoes that God makes and provides for his people along the pilgrimage of life, they'll never let in the water. Your feet will be well shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace, the promise of God's strength for the journey of life, for the pilgrimage to the Father's house. What a text this is. What a promise this is. Thy shoes shall be iron and brass, and as thy days, so shall thy strength be. Hold on to that promise, believer. Every day, remind yourself of that promise, that whatever your day entails, God has promised the strength that will bring you through. Shoes for the road. Heaven-made shoes for life's journey.